This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 25 years ago this day, Tiananmen Square in central Beijing was the focus of pro-democracy demonstrations. Crowds of protesters, including students and factory workers, had been camped out in that square for weeks. But when the Chinese army made its decisive move, hundreds, perhaps even thousands of people were killed. Afterward, more were executed, and hundreds were given lengthy prison sentences. 25 years later, the vast majority have been released. Just one man is believed to still be in jail. Stateside's partner with the BBC, Celia Hatton, has been speaking to the handful of people who still remember Tiananmen's last prisoner.
For 6 weeks in the spring of 1989, protesters occupied Beijing's Tiananmen Square. They were demanding democratic reform. Using tanks and guns, it took just one day for soldiers to regain control of the square. We still don't know how many died. When the shooting stopped, the arrests began. 1,600 people received prison sentences. Just one is thought to remain behind bars. We know little about him beyond his name, Miao Dushun. A factory worker, Miao was caught up in the attempts to stop the Chinese military from killing civilians. He's thought to have thrown a basket at a burning tank, and for that, he was convicted of arson. We tracked down one of Miao Dushun's former cellmates, a soft-spoken man named Dong Shengkun, who was released from prison 7 years ago. He risked police detention in order to tell us his memories of Tiananmen's last prisoner.
He was a quiet person. He was often very depressed.
Miao was painfully thin, almost emaciated, Dong Shengkun explains.
We both received suspended death sentences. Because of that, we were supposed to have our feet in shackles. I was locked up, but he wasn't. He said the guards probably thought he was too thin to be able to wear foot chains. He wouldn't be able to walk under the weight.
Miao refused to write letters expressing regret for his participation in the Tiananmen protests. Many who knew Miao in prison believe that's the reason he has not been released.
The authorities treated him as if he was insane. I heard they moved him to Yanqing prison.
We decided to drive to the far reaches of Beijing to see Yanqing prison ourselves. A decades-old institution, it houses elderly and mentally ill prisoners.
After driving through the mountains for hours, we finally reached the prison where we believe Miao Dushun has been living for the past few years. Now, technically, we're still in Beijing, but it certainly feels as if the Chinese government has banished Miao Dushun to another world, far away from the politics of Tiananmen Square.
Beijing's Justice Bureau refused to confirm anything about Miao Dushun, but most people who knew him agree he's probably living behind the prison's high concrete walls. That group includes this man, Zhang Baoqun, another one of Miao's former Tiananmen cellmates. Inside a Beijing restaurant, he flips through a book of famous photographs from 1989. He's never seen anything like this before. He sighs in recognition at each page. Turning to photos of Tiananmen student organizers, Zhang complains the students received light punishments. That's compared to poor factory workers like Zhang and Miao Dushun, who joined the protests later on.
No one spoke up for ordinary people like us. The guys with good connections were protected by student associations. They received lesser sentences.
Some believe that Miao Dushun is already dead. Miao might have passed away years ago, and the prison authorities could be refusing to publicly acknowledge his death. However, if Miao is still alive, he's set to walk free in September 2018. At that point, he will have served almost 30 years in prison for throwing a basket at a burning tank.
Stateside's partner, the BBC's Celia Hatton.